Pieces of twisted metal and scrap wood left behind by a massive tornado that tore through Joplin, Missouri, are now sitting in a gallery in Kansas City. The sculptures and paintings from the wreckage are to be sold at auction tonight, Robin Wish reports.
I'll show you my home office where it was.
Ann Leach is a grief counselor who's lived in Joplin for 14 years. She's one of the survivors of the May tornado, which left 159 people dead.
There's a little linen closet, and then this was the bathroom. So I was right here, and that's all the space between me and death. You know, really, that bathtub was gone.
Leach was protected by a slab of sheetrock that fell on top of her, forming a protective barrier. Now, though her home is being rebuilt, she says she can't go back. Every day, she'd remember a piece of her home, she says, where her favorite dishes used to sit, or an old piece of furniture that she loved. But some of those pieces she remembers have now found a new home and a new form, including a music box of her grandmother's.
So Luis Garcia created a new music box with pages of the Bible from her home and then from her decorative aluminum dishware collection, and then the music box that still works. So I can't wait to show her that.
Holly Swangstue is the curator of Lidi Volkas Art Center in Kansas City, which is housing the Reclamation Project. The concept of artist Matthew DeHamers, the project connects artists from Joplin and Kansas City. Debris from the town was used to create sculptures and paintings.
All these objects and materials have a story behind them, and that story is only made through the people that own them. So what I thought was, you know, in between us and them is this material that has a choice of being put in this giant landfill, or it has an opportunity to kind of be reborn and, you know, into a new positive way.
Back in Joplin, the billions of dollars of damage is still being cleaned up. Leach says the community has been resilient, and projects like these help the healing process.
I can be emotional, and I can collapse in this rubble and sob, and I have, don't get me wrong, but really, how is that going to serve me, you know? Change is something that we don't have to be afraid of. A lot of people are, but when it hits you right between the eyes, you're kind of forced to respond and to look forward and trust that more good will come.
Project Reclamation is auctioning the pieces tonight in Kansas City. The proceeds will go to help Joplin artists rebuild their studios and host art therapy classes to help continue the healing in a grieving town. For NPR News, I'm Robin Wish.
This is NPR News.